is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring us anything you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Main feature actually allows you to create the content on the website. Sometimes you'll hear us talking about things. We actually pulled the news story right from the front page of our website because a listener like you, maybe it was you, went to freetalklive.com, submitted the link to our website, and then other listeners voted on whether they liked or disliked the suggestion, and the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and other listeners are more likely to see it and read it, and you can get involved in that process. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
As we go, continuing here with your phone calls, coming up, we'll give you the budget crisis that Illinois is facing, and they aren't the only government that's in trouble financially these days. So we'll first, though, go to David, listening in New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David.
What's going on?
What's on your mind?
I'm calling just to say that Sam is an awesome activist, and we're losing a good activist, and hope and see set good examples for other people to like do good cool activism.
Well, thank you, David. I appreciate that.
I hope so too, and I know that he says he's going to come back someday, so we'll keep our fingers crossed on that one. Anything else you want to share tonight, David?
Are you going to that place with the chickens, like in your picture?
No, that was that was here in Keene. I think he's talking about
it?
The Monadnock family's deal, where Chris Musk is one of the local activists has chickens in his backyard.
Oh, okay.
And the chicken got on my shoulder, and then it started crawling around on my back. And
I've seen that picture.
There's a funny picture out there somewhere on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, anyways, good luck, Sam, and you're did great activism, and I thought it was awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, David, thanks for the call. Thanks for the best wishes. We appreciate it at 800-259-9231. Maybe we'll still hear from you, Sam. Maybe you'll call in from time to time.
I'm already calling into the next Sunday show at the first of the month.
Okay. So you're going to have a phone line out there in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's good to know. So you're not totally thorough in it then in that case.
Well, I will be, but like civilization will be a little ways over at Mom's house.
Gotcha.
So.
We'll continue here. Illinois, here's what's going on. Bloomberg.com reporting. We've actually talked about Illinois not too long ago. It's been a few months. The last time we'd heard about them, they were trying to get a bank loan to cover something like $4 billion in their obligations that they have for pension payments. That they were that far behind, and they were scrambling, looking to come up with some way to actually make these payments to these former bureaucrats that have retired that are collecting whatever, 90% of their original paychecks, whatever ludicrous pension guarantees the government had made to them. And it looks like they're still having trouble. Illinois lawmakers will this week try to accomplish in just a few days what they've been unable to do in the past 2 years. That is, resolve the state's worst financial crisis.
Now they'll be able to do it, though. It'll be important. hunker down and get it done.
The legislative session that began today as the House convened will take aim at the budget deficit of at least $13 billion. Now, just remember, budget deficit means that they are taking in $13 billion less than they are actually spending. That's what a budget deficit means.
That's right.
The legislative, including a backlog, by the way, of more than $6 billion in unpaid bills and almost $4 billion in missed payments to underfunded state pensions.
And this is, I just want to point out, this is just one state. If you add up all the 50 states, it comes up to about $1.5 trillion is the number that I've heard.
Yeah, there's... What would happen if the federal government bailed them out? That would be a tremendous inflation.
Hyperinflation. I mean, that's what it's coming down to. They're running out of options.
That's going to be their only choice, don't you think? Because what bank manager is going to look at the state of Illinois' record here as far as they've got $6 billion in unpaid bills? What kind of bank manager is going to look at that and say, "Oh, we'll put that bill for you. No problem. Here's a loan."
This is where the Fed's really starting to lose control. Interest rates on some of these bonds are starting to go up, even though they haven't been raising interest rates. It's usually the Fed that controls that sort of thing, and now the market's saying, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, this is not the rosy picture that you guys are painting," and some of these bond yields are starting to rise.
The fiscal mess is largely of the lawmakers' own making, and failure to address the shortages threatens public schools, local governments, and other public services, says the outgoing comptroller, Dan Hines.
Now, you know, people say we're nuts for saying that, you know, the United States is on its last legs and that the empire is crumbling. But I want you to try to imagine right now, if you're sitting in, say, Florida, how you're going to feel when your tax dollars are going to bail out states
Illinois.
That have been irresponsible in their budgets, and you know, like California, mm-hmm. Illinois, they, you know, that's the short list. New Jersey's having trouble. There's all kinds of states out there that are having these. Basically, any state that would be that's blue when you're looking at the presidential maps, those are the ones that are really screwed right now, especially the larger ones. The red ones aren't that far behind them, though, quite honestly. Mm-hmm.
Well, because, you know, Republicans and Democrats aren't really different.
Not that much different.
So Hines said, we've reached a very critical and concerning point, he said in an interview in his Chicago office, with packing boxes stacked in the corner. So he gets to leave. He's done. He's going to start collecting his pension now.
Yeah.
What's missing right now is a general understanding by the public of where we are, of how bad it is, and what the fallout would be if we don't deal with it properly. What the public may not appreciate, Wall Street does. Illinois shares with California the lowest U.S. state credit rating from Moody's Investor Service, which in September forecast possible further financial deterioration. Unlike California, Moody's assigned Illinois a negative outlook. Illinois' deficit, about half of its $26 billion general fund budget, puts it among the U.S. states confronting $140 billion in shortfalls in the coming fiscal year after closing $160 billion in gaps this year, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. So their deficit is approximately half of its $26 billion general fund budget, meaning, as I understand it here, and correct me if I'm wrong, their budget for the year is $26 billion. It's $13 billion short of where it needs to be. They're spending $13 billion more than
right.
what they budgeted.
So they're spending $39 billion.
They're spending 50% more, essentially, than what they had budgeted.
They're nuts.
It's sustainable.
And now they've got a week to figure out what to do about this.
You know, there's one more key piece of information. Rahm Emanuel is apparently going to Chicago to run for mayor. Now, he's one of the really bad guys when it comes to civil liberties.
He's the guy that was proposing one of the plans for
Shutting down the internet or something like that.
Did that too, but he definitely was one of the guys, one of the brains behind the National Service program.
Yeah, okay. So it makes me wonder, you know, what's up their sleeve here? What are they planning? Because why is this guy leaving the White House to go be mayor?
Good question. Hines is predicting the deficit might rise to $15 billion by mid-year, and that prospect has come with a price tag. The cost of insuring Illinois debt against default rose to a five-month high last week as the state headed into this year without a plan to finance $3.7 billion of a pension fund contribution.
It's all about the public employee pension funds and public schools. That's what it all boils down to with these costs.
Insuring $10 million. Now, remember, we're talking about a budget deficit of $13 billion, but insuring just $10 million of Illinois debt against default costs $350,000 a year.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
On December 29th, which is more than California's $298,000, according to data compiled by Bloomberg, Illinois and Arizona were the weakest
These
states.
These people just need to, I'm sorry, they just need to, they need to figure out some way to stop spending immediately.
Lawmaker, yeah, but the unions won't allow that.
Yeah, shut it down. What are they going to do?
Lawmakers meeting in Springfield will consider spending cuts and expansion of casino gambling and a proposal from Democratic Governor Pat Quinn to borrow $15 billion to pay over two bills and help fill the budget hole. Let's get into debt even further. Let's borrow $15 billion. Now, who is going to give them $15 billion besides the federal government?
China?
Who else is going to do it? 1-800-259-9231. Who is going to hand over $15 billion to the most fiscally irresponsible of all of the state governments? What maniac?
China bailed out Greece, didn't they?
I don't know. Did they? 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you know, or you'd like to speculate, or comment, or bring up anything you want. You can do that. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we'll give you the features on the site completely free. So do head there and enjoy those on us. We do have the Free Talk Live webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact with the show, with the listeners of the show. They are frequently found in the chat room there at cam.freetalklive.com. That chat room built into the very same page as the webcam. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's all free, brought to you courtesy of Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I want to give you the rest of the story on what's happening in Illinois, where they're facing the largest situation, the budget situation they've ever faced. It's a very difficult,
grim,
situation for them to deal with here, because they're looking at $13 billion. What the article here from Bloomberg says, at least $13 billion. So, you know, that may balloon up further as the government continues on. The year is only just beginning, although I guess the fiscal year starts at a different time. But nonetheless, $13 billion is what they're spending that they just don't have. And so they're trying to figure out a way to handle that. And Democratic Governor Pat Quinn looking to borrow $15 billion to pay overdue bills and help fill in the budget hole. A bill before the House right now would create 5 new casinos, including one in Chicago, and authorize electronic gaming at horse racing tracks in 9 existing casinos. The measure has passed the Senate. So one of the proposals here is to essentially expand gambling and take more money from people through that particular route.
Right, because it's going so well in Las Vegas right now.
What do you mean, the gambling?
Well, just the whole...
Nobody's going there, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's been so overbuilt. I mean, sure, they're going to divide some of that money and keep it in Chicago so people don't have to travel, but...
Well, how many people are going to go gamble when their economic climate isn't so great in the first place?
Exactly.
Some will, but...
The gambling addicts will. Okay, you're going to hurt some gambling addicts. Not that I have a problem with gambling, but essentially those are the only people that are really going to be affected by this. Everybody else is going to look at that and say... Yeah, I think I'll stay home this weekend because I can barely afford to put food on the table, let alone go gambling. So I don't think that's going to cover the $15 billion. Quinn, who has also proposed boosting the state income tax to 4%, up from 3%, so a 33% increase in the state income tax rate.
Yeah, that'll make him a lot of friends.
It'll raise an extra $3 billion a year. Okay, so that's $3 billion off of the 13. That leaves $10
billion. Progress here.
Yeah, the governor needs Senate approval of a borrowing plan to make this year's payment into the pension funds. The Illinois State Board of Investments will start buying back assets sold to pay benefits if lawmakers approve the debt sale. 3 pensions run by the board, which manages $10 billion, have been selling assets to pay retirees since Illinois failed to contribute for the fiscal year that began July 1st. That's probably around when we were talking about this originally, where they mentioned the $4 billion in unfunded pension payments that they had coming up, and they still have that. That situation hasn't changed.
It doesn't go away.
No. So basically the state is selling, the pension funds are selling off their assets desperately to try to make these payments to fill in this gap while they cross their fingers basically and hope that it'll all get better.
And 2 quick points I want to make here. One, it's not going to get better because we're starting to see inflation picking up. Food prices have gone through the roof here. In a lot of cases, gone from we've seen increases of 40% to 60% on a lot of the commodities and things that are out there. So
gasoline's
going to probably go to $150 to $200 a barrel in the next few months, which means we're going to be paying way more at the gas pump. So that $13 billion number is likely to grow.
Yep.
Number two. This is at the state level, but you have all these municipalities that are getting money from the federal and state governments for things like bridges, water treatment plants, upgrades in the roads, and, you know, all of these projects that they're funding. So as that money dries up, that's going to decimate the municipal bond market because they won't be able to pay their debts either. And so a lot of the towns will be going through the same thing, and many of them are now. It's just it's bad, bad news.
So, according to Bloomberg.com here, borrowing by Illinois is what credit analysts Hines and bond investors point to as a major reason why the state's financial standing fell so far so fast, because they keep getting loans to try to cover their problems.
Right. Like, try to imagine if you ran your house this way. I mean, you're already spending every year 50% more than you make. You make $40,000, you're spending $60,000 a year. How often do you think you're going to be able to go out and get loans? Pretty soon, you're getting those credit cards where they give you a $250 limit and your interest rate is 23%.
And the loan officer is telling you, Mark, you need to stop ordering those pay-per-views overnight.
Right.
Adult pay-per-views are killing you. That's where that $20,000 came from. Bill Gross, who runs the world's biggest bond fund, Pacific Investment Management Company in Newport Beach, California, said Illinois was one of the states whose debt he would avoid. He says Illinois is probably in the worst shape. The widening gap between their expenses and revenue drew criticism from Moody's. The disparity underscored the state's chronic unwillingness to confront a long-term structural budget deficit. The worst financial crisis since the Great Depression and politicians' unwillingness to cut budgets explained the descent since 2008, according to the Taxpayers Federation of Illinois. Annual sales and income tax revenue fell for the first time in modern history, he said. And this is part of the problem. The government guys figured this was just going to go on forever, that this is, it's a boom. Man, we're just raking in the cash, and yeah, it's just going to be great. Let's spend way more than we already have.
And look,
that'll
at
work.
Look at how they frame it. They call it a budget deficit and not a spending problem. They're not even acknowledging that, hey, we're spending too much here. They're still talking about it as, well, we're just not bringing in enough money.
Let's talk to Chris. He's in Illinois, unfortunately. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Chris, in Illinois?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I am from Illinois, and
sorry,
you're right. It is a spending problem. It's not a revenue problem.
Okay, so tell me more.
There's a whole bunch of stuff they want to do. They want to raise cigarette taxes.
I bet. That's always an easy dog to go kick. You know, when things aren't going well, go kick the cigarette dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right? And they've already raised all the sin taxes, of course, on alcohol and whatnot.
Yep.
Right.
So they're running your government into the dirt, and you can't even get drunk.
Oh, they'll find a way, Mark. People that want to drink will.
I'm just pointing out, yeah, that, you know, they imagine that all the bad things are being done by the people who are sinning, but it's the fact that it's the politicians. I mean, where's the politician tax?
That'd be a good one. I wish we could tax them 99%. So I know up in New Hampshire there, that the legislatures get, what, $100 a year?
That's right.
That's right.
I wish we could do that here. I would be.
You likely will never be successful at doing that there. You should move to New Hampshire.
Well, anyway, they want to raise the income tax at least 33%. Yep. I've heard 50%.
Whew.
And they want to do all this stuff. But even after they do all this stuff, they're going to still have to cut the budget.
That's right. There's still going to be billions short. And I thank you for the call tonight, Chris. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. You can bring us anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. All also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So head on over there and enjoy those on us. We've got the bulletin board system, which allows you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com. You can go there and do that for free, of course. Free Talk Live, or rather bbs.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. Sign up there to receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com. College students, you got to plan ahead for this summer, and this could very well be your best option for summer work and get you some great experience. Libertarianinternships.com.
$13 billion, roughly half the size of the state's general fund budget. Illinois is looking at having to do something to make up that deficit, and they are selling off their assets. They're trying to somehow cover these costs to make the payments they're obligated to make to the bureaucrats that have retired and are expecting pension checks. They're about $4 billion worth of pension payments that they're behind on. They're about $6 billion behind on various different bills that they're obligated to pay. They are looking at raising the income tax by 33%. As one caller just pointed out, Chris, a moment ago, they're actually talking about 50% increase in the state income tax. They are looking all over the place for solutions solutions here. And as Chris pointed out, even if you add up all of the proposed solutions, the income they're proposing to get from opening up more casinos in the state, the raising of the state income tax, you add it all together, it still doesn't even come to $13 billion. And who's going to want to give them a loan to help get them out of this hole, as though they're going to actually be able to pay the loan back? They're not slashing and burning the government. They're not stopping the spending. So it's just going to keep getting worse. If they think that they're just going to see a miraculous turnaround in the economy in the next year or two that's going to help them get out of this down the line, they are fooling themselves.
Sadly mistaken.
Right, especially if they increase the income tax. You know, you start taxing people more, they're not going to want to open businesses. They're not going to want to move into the state. You look at the census, for instance, which kind of gives some idea of who's moving where. In New England, the biggest place where people are moving? New Hampshire.
Well, it's true all across the country that the states without income taxes are where the largest amount of people have moved to.
And yeah.
You know that Illinois isn't going to get this.
No.
They don't have to get it. Look, if you live in Illinois, the politicians do not care if they tax you into the dirt and drive you out of the state.
Look what they did in
Detroit.
They
only have to get elected 2 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a nightmare. There's a little bit more here from Bloomberg. The state has been spending $3 for every $2 it takes in borrowing to cover its current operating expenses, according to the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club of Chicago. The state had $64 billion worth of assets to pay estimated liabilities of $126 billion as of June, or less than half of the amount for almost 723,000 workers, retirees, or other beneficiaries. So let me put that through again. They have only $64 billion of assets that they could sell off to pay the estimated liabilities of $126 billion. They're not even close. They're not even close. Question facing lawmakers is whether they can reverse the slide into more debt.
No.
The gravity of the situation is registering with the General Assembly, according to some bureaucrat. He says, I think they're finally educated that all the one-time adjustments and shenanigans have been pulled, and now they're facing the fiscal abyss. But maybe I'm too hopeful.
He's probably
wow.
Right. He's too hopeful.
Yeah, so we'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about what's going on there in Illinois. And, of course, if you're actually there in that particular landmass and you want to clue us in as time develops this situation, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. But now might be a good time to start planning to leave. You know, if you are a member of the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and you plan on making the move to New Hampshire to achieve more liberty in your lifetime, they're looking at increasing your income tax there. Good time to start thinking about leaving.
It's tough. It's tough for some people, though. I mean, they'll be working in some of those union jobs, and mm-hmm. Illinois is almost an entirely union state. It's got to be tough to be, you know, a member, say, of the pipe fitters and say, oh, yeah, I want to get out of here. These people are being irresponsible in the way they're spending their money. You know, when you're benefiting off of it. So many people that live in Illinois are and do.
Yeah, well, how long is the gravy train going to keep riding, Mark?
Well, how long would you ride it, I guess, is the question.
Let's go to Wayne in New Hampshire. Wayne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how are you? I wanted to chime in on your conversation tonight.
Hey, it's Wednesday night, Wayne. Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I went to touch on this the other night when Sam and I were on this issue, and that is that about 7%, last I checked, private sector workers right now are unionized. And in the private sector, of course, the union and the business have to work together, because if the union tries to get too much, the business goes out of business or they move away and close down.
Mm-hmm.
But 34% of public sector workers are unionized. Now, since the government's supposed to be protecting the workers from these evil businessmen, then why do they even need unions in the public sector to begin with? And second, in the public sector, the unions have no incentive to stop drawing blood from the enterprise, namely the governments, because the governments just keep passing their costs out of the taxpayer and raising taxes more and more. And that's, I think, what you're seeing now with this collapse is that it's the final bloodletting, so to speak, before they collapse.
Well, right. There's no yeah. real. That's a great point, Wayne, because there's no real. You mentioned how in a union with a business situation, the business can just leave. The government's not going to be leaving. So the union knows it can just keep milking and milking and milking and demanding more.
And the government's not, you know, doing anything voluntarily. They're not getting revenue in. They're getting stolen funds in and property taxes. And they just see that, well, we can just raise taxes just like they're talking about here. So well, Wayne's got a great point.
Yeah, when you listen to the history of unions, it's always about, you know, the government and the unions protect the workers from the evil businessmen. Well, you know, what about the public sector workers? I don't understand why they all have to be unionized and why such a high percentage of them are unionized, roughly one-third, when the government's protecting them anyway, aren't they?
Well, you know, what it is the public sector, in the public sectors, the employees can unionize, but the taxpayers aren't able to do it. The ones that truly employ them aren't able to do that. So, you know, it makes it much more difficult to lobby against this large organization when I'm just this one taxpayer.
That's right, because they're voting themselves the money, really, in a sense. But now, I've been a member of a union in the private sector, and, you know, union shops can be fine because they do, if they partner well with the management of the company, you know, a union boss may even fire a worker for the enterprise if the guy comes in drunk a lot because he doesn't want drunk worker to get hurt and then sue the business and put them out of business. But what incentive do public unions have to protect the taxpayers?
None whatsoever. They exist to just milk even more money out of the system.
And I think it's really being exposed now, and it really disgusts me. And that's what I wanted to bring up, guys.
Wayne, nice
and
to hear from you.
Lot,
thanks.
Buddy.
Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks, Wayne.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Todd in Michigan, another place that is just being devastated economically, just across the state of Michigan. Of course, Detroit being one of the major disaster zones. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Sam. Just want to let you know, dude, I am really, really sad to see you leave New Hampshire and head for Texas, but you got to do what you got to do, and I think you've done some great work up in the area, and having not known you personally, in person or anything, I think you've done such a fantastic job.
Thank you for that, Todd.
The stuff that you've done.
What else was on your mind tonight?
Yeah. I wanted to point out. Yeah. I wanted to point out. Michigan, first of all, is an economic trouble, but the thing is that even if people do leave Michigan, a lot of the states are really not in good shape right now.
No, that much
Michigan
is true.
Right,
I'll tell you what, we'll bring it back here in a moment. You can expound on that in a little bit. Michigan is in really bad shape, and people are leaving, at least Detroit, in droves. 800-259-9231. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program that helps us get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the show, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some other options. If we're at amp.freetalklive.com, get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast, which does not include the usual podcast commercials. So go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. We really appreciate your participation. We go to Todd, who's back with us in Michigan. Todd, you've just begun commenting on the Michigan financial crisis situation that's going on there, where just across the state, unemployment is one of the worst unemployment rates.
It's at a staggering all-time high.
Yeah.
And what's really killing the state is practically the high taxes, regulations, programs, the expensive programs that former Governor Wart faced, formerly known as Jennifer Granholm, basically drove this state into the gutter, pretty much. I mean, when she first ran for the state back in 2002, she had a campaign ad saying, "I'm going to blow you away in 5 years." Well, 5 years came. She really blew us away.
No kidding.
I mean, she, you know, she, and this is a Democrat, by the way. You know, it was probably one of the worst governors in the history of the state.
Well, but you can't place the blame squarely on the feet of just that one person. It's like people saying that, well, George Bush or Barack Obama, it's all their fault. Well, no, it's the fault of the entirety of the system.
I'm not saying that, Ian. Okay. What I am saying here is that she is one of the worst governors, but there were a lot of horrible governors over the years, and she topped that. Now, this new guy, Rick Snyder, who was sworn in a few days ago on New Year's Day, I don't know what he has in store. I know that he has this 2-year budgets that he's supposed to be ironing out in 6 months. Well, gee, that's great, but from what I'm seeing so far, there aren't really any calls for real tax cuts.
Well, why would anybody in politics do that when they could actually take the time to use the government to reward their friends and punish their enemies? I mean, that's much more important for government people to focus on. You know, how can I use this to benefit myself rather than actually trying to turn things around and escape a financial crisis?
Well, that goes for a lot of the state representatives here in the state legislature. I mean,
that's what they do. That's what they all do. They all reward their friends and punish their enemies.
So do the bureaucrats. And plus, Michigan's facing a $1.6 billion deficit.
Oh, is that all? Geez, that's chump change compared to Illinois. Hey, thanks, Todd. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Hot Rod Rod in New York here on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hot Rod Rod.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your side?
Speaking about Michigan, I saw one of the coolest things ever on the internet the other day. It's a documentary hosted by Johnny Knoxville, if you know him from Jackass. Yeah. And he goes into Detroit and shows some of the actual positive developments going on there.
Oh.
And he shows there's a huge kind of do-it-yourself type culture of young people who are actually migrating back in to the area because it's so cheap, and they say it's kind of like the Wild West out there, where it's an open free for all for anybody who has some initiative. And they've done some pretty cool things.
Like what?
But one thing that I couldn't help but think when watching this video was that if they ever succeed and bring back some kind of semblance of, I don't know, order, civilization, and profit, that it'll just be the bureaucrats will just kind of, rush back in there.
Well, they haven't even left.
That's
the scary part about them is they haven't actually left. So if you do go and build something up, and I agree that it's great. I mean, it gives me such inspiration in the human spirit and the fact that they can that people can see an opportunity and rush in there and do something about it. But the bureaucrats, they haven't gone anywhere yet.
They'll be there to run out in front of the parade and say, "See how we saved the city."
Yeah,
and all these talented young people were just pouring their efforts into it when they could be working in a place like New Hampshire. So, but it's so worth checking out. Johnny Knoxville is great, really cool. It's at PalladiumBoots.com, I think, or PalladiumBoots.net, PalladiumBoots.com.
Okay.
Really, really cool video. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, well, thanks for the heads up, Hot Rod Rod. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. But the people are leaving Detroit. I mean, if you look at the population over the years, they have just... It has dropped off.
But, there are really, cheap opportunities in Detroit. There's no doubt. Of course, we have that in New Hampshire, too. Berlin up there and then the North Country, housing is incredibly inexpensive. So it's possible to do the same thing in New Hampshire and have the advantage of the Free State at the same time.
Yep, absolutely right. And New Hampshire, of course, a great place to start a business and to make a move to. Obviously, no state income tax. There's no state sales tax. There is a food and restaurant tax, which is annoying.
New Hampshire isn't great when it comes to business taxes. It's not one of the shining stars among the states. There are other states that do better than New Hampshire in that particular area.
Really, I've heard it's pretty good for the Northeast, that it's one of the better business
Yeah, sure, but I mean, what if you're not moving from the Northeast? If you want to go someplace that's good for business, go to South Dakota or something like that. And that's your only point.
Right, well, the point was you would move here because you love liberty and also bring your business here. And help change things, right, to move things toward more freedom. As we've seen, there have been some political successes that have been what I would call unprecedented for the entirety of the liberty movement. The Libertarian Party, for instance, has for years been struggling trying to achieve electoral success. I mean, I know this because I was working in the Libertarian Party for a long time, not as like a paid staffer or anything like that, but as somebody who was excited about them and volunteering for them. I've since quit them publicly, but I obviously was kind of in the loop as to what was going on, and there really wasn't ever much to crow about as far as electoral successes. there really wasn't much of anything. They, I think they could point to one guy in New Hampshire and another guy in Alaska or something that were elected to state rep positions, I think, over the last three decades. And maybe things have changed since I've left in the last 5 years, but I doubt it.
I haven't heard of any electoral successes, yeah, libertarians the last 5 years.
But yet here in 5 years of activists having moved here to New Hampshire, it's approximately how long people have been coming here for, about 5-6 years now, in that five-year period, in 2008, it takes 2 years for people to, who once you've lived here for 2 years, you can then run for the state representative seat. And so it took a little while to get some people here and get them living here long enough so they could run for those offices. In 2008, I think approximately four people who were Free State Project participants were elected. In 2010, this past year, at least a dozen of them. At least a dozen people were elected, and I think three out of the four were reelected. The only the fourth that was not reelected because he ran as a Democrat. It was one of those sweep things.
Yeah, he was the first Free Stater ever elected to office, and he ran under the Democratic ticket. He got swept in back
during the Democrat sweep
a few years ago when anybody with a D behind their name got swept in, and he got swept out this year when anybody with an R behind their name got swept in.
Yeah,
so,
like it or not, that's how the political system works in this.
You've got to use it to your advantage. I mean, you can complain about it all you want. I'm sure that all those reps will complain about it with you. However, it's foolish to try, in my opinion. It's just, you're spitting in the wind to try to...
what did I hear about? We were driving to Michelle Seven's house tonight for a little dinner soiree that was going on for a birthday party for a local activist. And Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org, he told us that apparently they're planning on raising the Gadsden flag at the state house in New Hampshire.
Yeah, they're going to swear in the new reps tomorrow, and that there's been such a victory for Tea Partiers, libertarian sorts, and those that want small government that they're raising the Gadsden flag over the state house. Crazy.
Make it a terrorist headquarters, I guess.
What do you mean by that?
Federal government, because anybody with the Gadsden flag is a terrorist, right?
Well, that's what they want you to believe. They want you to think that if you, support the Constitution or wave a Gadsden flag or talk about smaller government, that you're a domestic extremist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shocked by that news.
Awesome.
Like, I mean, they're not going to raise it above the American flag, but
that'd be silly.
Well, I wouldn't oppose that.
It's a start.
Yeah, it is. It is a start, and I'm shocked by it. I can't believe it. I want to see evidence that this actually happened. I want to see that picture. So please, if you spot that, post it up on Facebook or somehow get it to me, because I'd love to put that up over freekeen.com as a blog post. Like, hey, look what's happening here. How many other state houses are going to raise the Gadsden flag? That's pretty cool. 800-259-9231. But no, pay no attention. The Free State Project is dying. It's all a failure. Everybody's leaving. There's nothing happening here. So just a fart in the wind is one of the trolls at the freekeen.com blog said earlier today. Free Talk Live. You take control. Hour 3's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.